If it's Friday, the cheerful voice on the line is Larry Weber. He's an author, an educator, and our host for Backyard Almanac Fridays here on Northland Morning. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hi, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful late January morning. Yeah, we've had quite a fluctuation of weather in the last few days. I'll talk about that in a second. But we're also winding down on the month. And, yeah, January, for a while, I thought maybe we were going to have an average temperature of below normal. It was that way until about a week ago. And then thanks to the recent temperature rises, we are going to end the month with a temperature above normal. We're actually going to end the month with a couple of fairly mild days. And, we will, again, be above normal. This last year, we went through 12 months. There was only one month, and that was the wonderful month of February. That was colder than normal. All the rest of them, we had one that was about equal, and all the rest of them were above normal. So we're going to be above normal again. The highest temperature of the month was really interesting. The highest temperature of the month so far was 36 degrees. Happened on Wednesday, but it happened late in the evening. Wednesday was a really strange day. We had a strong wind from the south, and when that happens this time of year, usually you can count on the temperature going up. And it was a little bit slow to go up, but boy, it did. I was at home in most of the day. We were getting blowing snow, wind blowing from the south. And then I went into Duluth, and by the time I got to Duluth, the snow had turned to rain, and a lot of it was melting and so forth. And the warmest temperature of the day was recorded after 10 o'clock at night on that day. So very interesting. We did get below 20 below a couple of times for the low. But overall, as I said, we were above normal. We were also above normal in precipitation, the same way December was, but below normal in snowfall. The amount of snow now that we have gotten for the entire season did pass 40 inches. I was wondering if we were going to get there, but we passed 40 inches, which is still about 10 inches below normal. But things can definitely change as we get into the wonderful month of February. February has an average temperature of about 15, but last year we had a temperature of only about 5. As I said, it was the coldest month of the year. Also, February is the dry month. We have less precipitation than any others, and usually we don't get very big snowfalls. We have had a few years where February was the snowiest month, but normally I don't count on it. I used to always tell my students, don't expect a day off of school because of snow in February. It just doesn't happen very often. As we get to March, sometimes that will change. At least I have to pass this on. We are at the time. 20-year anniversary of a just remarkable week that we had back in 1996. It started on this day, on the 29th, and it continued for the next 7 days, where the temperatures were considerably below zero. We averaged, in those 7 days, we averaged almost 20 below, and that included February 2, the historic February 2, where the temperature up in Tower, Minnesota hit minus 60. Now, most of us didn't have minus 60 around our houses, but minus 40 or below was quite common throughout the area. What a remarkable time that was. I took a walk that morning, and I cannot believe how incredible it was. The trees were popping just everywhere. An amazing, amazing period of time. Yeah, there's a lot of people who will talk about, oh, the cold in early February of 1996 that it got down to 60 below at Tower. What they don't say is the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that by the 7th, just a few days later, the temperature was 45 above zero, so it very rapidly changed. The average temperature for the month wasn't really, it was a little colder than normal, but not that much. It wasn't that cold of a month, but boy, that week we had was just an amazing thing. Yes, happy anniversary. What a terrific time that was. A few astronomical things to be aware of. I seemed like just last week that I talked about that we had gotten up to 9 hours of daylight. Well, as of today, that has been boosted to 9.5 hours of daylight. And by February 8th, just a little over a week away, about 10 days away, we will be up to 10 hours of daylight, yet the days very rapidly get longer. I especially notice it in February. Other things of note, you may have noticed the bright moon out there. We are in the waning phase, though, between a quarter and a gibbous, probably more towards a quarter. And it was very bright during the night, and I thought, well, here's my chance to get out and take a look at the planetary alignment, which is supposed to be out there. It's possible to see five planets with our naked eye now. Now, we've been having clouds all the time, so it's been hard to see it. And I thought, well, here's a chance. So I got up to go out and take a look, and by the time I got there, the clouds had moved in. It is interesting how that rapidly also changed the temperatures. I think we were below zero before that, but now it's gotten above zero. The planets that are visible, the one brightest, and that was near the moon a couple of nights ago, is Jupiter, and that's way up to the sky. Lower and very bright is Venus. Way down by the horizon is Mercury. And then if you go up from Venus, planet Saturn is visible, and then up from there is the planet Mars. And we don't have too many times where we can do that, but that's going on right now. If, indeed, we have a chance to get some clear skies. Other things of note, the bird feeder continues to be active. We get 7 kinds of birds showed up yesterday. That is just interesting. You know, we always look for these rare birds and so forth, but just plain watching the birds, the regulars at the bird feeder, is very interesting as well. The amount of redpolls on Wednesday, when we had snowy, off and on snowy weather, the redpole flock increased up to about 130. And then yesterday, the numbers were considerably less. So there is a variation that goes on there. There's also crows and ravens, barred owls, and great horned owls in the area. The great gray owls, one of the winter owls that is always looked for this time of year, a few great gray owls have shown up in the Sac-Zim area. So, yes, things are moving on in that direction. Other things of note, I mentioned last week that this is the period of time when the black bears have their cubs. It's also the period of time where mating season goes on in the world of the canines, the wild canines. I heard a lot of coyotes whooping it up on my walk this morning. Squirrels go through what I call a pre-mating behavior, and then when we get these mild days in late January, it's not unusual to see skunks and raccoons around. They are not exactly hibernators. They go for long periods of sleep, but it's not exactly hibernating. And when the days get mild, they will get up and do some walking around, and so it's not unusual to see that. According to the forecast, yes, we're going to have temperatures in the 30s in the next couple of days, but when we get into next week in February, we will drop down. So hang in there. It's going to be a beautiful time. You know, this is about the midway between the winter solstice in December and the vernal equinox in March. Now, I hesitate to say midwinter because we got a long way to go after the vernal equinox, but nevertheless, that is what it is according to the calendar. So enjoy, Lisa. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac. He's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he's one of the best parts of every Friday right here on Northland Morning.